Hello and welcome back to In Bed with Lucy Season 4, the raw and uncensored place where we're free to discuss the nitty-gritties of the adult industry. Everything I discuss is of my own opinion and does not reflect on the community at large, as everyone experiences sex work differently. This podcast is rated R18+ and may contain explicit language, make reference to sexual assault, drug and alcohol, self-harm, domestic violence, and other triggers not limited to the previous mention. If this doesn't fit, then kindly stop now. For everyone else, let's get this party started. Hello and welcome back to another fantastic episode of In Bed with Lucy. We will be continuing our chat with Miss G. Miss G, how are you today?
Hello, I'm good.
Excellent. So today we're going to be talking about whore stories and horror stories in, I guess, multiple episodes. So I'm going to give you the stage and I want you to tell me some experiences that you've had as a sex worker.
Where do I start?
Fuck me dead, I know, babe. We're going to be here fucking night talking about this shit, hey?
Oh, honestly, I have so many stories.
So bring it on. Tell me everything.
I think the most mentally traumatic.
Yes, that's a word.
One would be. So I actually had a client who didn't want me to actually have sex with them or give them a blowjob or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, oh yeah, this is going to be easy money. Yeah. Like, yeah, so down for it. And then he basically wanted me to dance around in a school uniform, in like a schoolgirl outfit, while rubbing lotion in a circular motion on his big fat belly.
Why am I laughing?
But it gets worse.
It gets worse.
So there's me dancing in a school uniform, trying to rub this lotion on his stomach. And then he asked me, do I ever cough up phlegm? To which I responded, oh, I don't know, sometimes. Like, doesn't everybody? Like,
yeah.
To which he replied, can you make the noise?
So what do you mean, like, make like kind of sound?
So I kind of sussed him out a little bit more and was like, what kind of noise do you want me to make? And he proceeded to make the noise. And, yeah, he's laying there wanking his dick going,
oh, babe.
Yeah. So then when I've told him that I don't feel comfortable making that noise, I've pretty much said to him, you can make the noise as much as you like. So for a whole 45 minutes, he laid there hacking and
fucking gobbling. At the moment, my dog's just harassing her for some attention. So if you can hear that panting, that's not us panting at this story. If you could see my face right now, I'm in absolute fucking shock right now. However, I feel like these stories will evolve to more shocking stories.
Oh, 100%.
Like, but yeah. So how did you deal with that situation? Have you seen him again by any chance?
No, he's messaged me a few times and he's like, oh, would you be keen for me to come around again? And I've always just made excuses and said that I'm busy or
right. I'm fucking busy this dealing afternoon. With the devil.
Yeah, because every time I go down the street now, I was literally at Coles the other day doing grocery shopping and there was someone behind me with a trolley and they started clearing their throat. And I just had like a little bit of a PTSD moment and
triggered.
Yeah. So every time I hear someone clear their throat and in public now, it just takes me back.
So we will talk about, you know, the traumas in which we kind of like get from, I guess, taking sessions with clients, because I actually have a few things that I can't deal with. You know, I've had horrible horror stories, which I've discussed previously in some of my podcasts, but just to talk about things that have occurred. Chloe.
Oh, baby.
Can you hear her howling's triggering my microphone? Look, you're just going to have to bear with that because there's not really much I can do about my birth child. She needs to be present at all times. So we're just going to like move on from the howling and go on to our next horror story or whore story that you have. What other events have you had happen?
Oh, gosh. There was the psychopath that booked me for a hotel night. So that was an overnight. Yes.
Oh, talk this story, man. This is fucking hectic.
So
we've both seen this client.
Yeah, you can confirm he's
bonkers. He's an absolute psychopath. Like, this guy needs to be in an institution.
Oh,
and that's not even a derogatory comment.
How is he allowed to be out in public? I have no idea.
Yeah, so start from the beginning. So he contacted you to make a booking.
Yeah, he contacted me basically wanting to do an overnight experience, which is $1,000. So, of course, cha-ching, I was excited about that.
Yeah.
He came to my house and, yeah, he seemed a little bit, I don't know, I could tell straight away, you know, obviously there's red flags and he wasn't quite all there.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
When you say all there, do you mean like on shit or drunk?
Yeah, he was definitely under the influence. Yeah. He brought what I was assuming was cocaine to my house. He was, you know, snorting lines and stuff. Now knowing more about him, I know that that was actually not cocaine. Mm. And yeah, he's just absolutely fried.
Yeah.
But yeah, that night he proceeded to try and fist me after pouring a whole bottle of lube all over me and my bed.
So was this at the hotel or was this?
This was at my house. So this was the first night that I met that guy.
Oh, okay. So this was before this doing was before the overnighter. The hotel,
yeah. So this guy was at my house all night. Yeah. And yeah, like I said, poured lube absolutely everywhere. I'm still cleaning lube out of a mattress. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then the next weekend he basically contacted me again and
can I just stop for a second and go back to the fisting thing? How did you just de-escalate that situation? So what did you do in order? Like, obviously, at some times, I know myself, I find it difficult to be able to stop a client. Like, if it's going to physically hurt me, obviously, I'm going to step in. But how did you de-escalate that situation?
It was really hard because, obviously, he was under the influence. Yeah. I don't think he could pick up on, like, my cues.
So he couldn't read the room, no, obviously.
No, definitely not. He thought I was, like, fully into it and I was, like, completely not into it. Yeah. But yeah, he proceeded to try and fist me, I should say. He didn't actually succeed.
He wouldn't be able to, I'm sure.
Very
that
tight pussy. So like it was like good luck. But yeah, it was not a pleasurable experience in any way, shape or form.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't know how I kind of just I didn't really de-escalate it. I kind of just let him go for, you know, I could tell he was enjoying it to the point where I was kind of like, this isn't going to work. Like, it's not going to fit.
Yeah. You can try fit a fucking train into a pee hole, but that's actually not going to work.
It
was probably more so frustrating him that he stopped it because he knew it wasn't going to go anywhere.
I think that's more the case, yeah.
Did he injure you in any way, shape or form?
No. He was, I don't know, he was kind of respectful in that sense. Like, okay. He was kind of like, oh, you okay? Like, checking in with me.
Oh, okay, that's good.
And I thought, oh, okay, like, at least he, you know, he doesn't want to hurt me or injure me. But yeah, I don't know. I could just tell straight away that I was going to be in for a long night with him.
Yeah.
Obviously, because he was taking drugs, he couldn't really get hard. So,
soft cock. Don't you just love dealing with those people that like, oh, I want to fuck. But bro, your dick is not wanting to fuck right now. Can you not read? He obviously couldn't read the room, but he couldn't even read his own body.
Read his own body. Exactly. Yeah.
And to discuss further his intake of drugs as well, he was also doing it in a vape as well. So he actually had put some drugs in a vape as well.
Upon further investigation, I think this dude's some kind of like a drug mastermind. He's a chemist of some kind. So he was actually mixing his own drugs. He then somehow mixed that into his vape and was vaping it. But yeah, it didn't look like he was having a good time. Like,
his dick obviously wasn't responding well to the situation.
And every time he hit the vape, like, I watched his whole side of his face just kind of like quiver.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know whether the drugs were that strong that it was like affecting his actual, like, facial muscles.
Nervous system.
Yeah, and but it was, like, all twitching in the sides of his cheeks. And I had to say to him at one point, like, bro, are you sure you're all good? He's like, oh, yeah, that shit hit so hard. I was like,
oh. Oh, my God. So did you even at any point be fearful of how the situation may have gone through your overnighter?
Not so much fearful, but I was kind of, I couldn't wait for it to be over. Mm-hmm. But obviously because I knew it was going to be an overnighter, it was like, okay, how do I best go about this situation? So, yeah, I actually suggested to him that we go have a shower and wash the lube off because at that
point,
because
he poured that bottle.
I was covered in a whole bottle of wet stuff lube.
Fantastic,
fun time.
It's what you want, babe. It's what you want.
So I think having the shower kind of shifted scenarios. So that kind of put him in a different headspace after that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. It was just a really horrible time, and of course, like, you know, you think you learn your lesson, but as I said, he contacted me the next week and basically wanted to do another overnight booking.
Yeah.
He suggested a hotel room and I only do in calls. So the reason I said yes to the hotel room was obviously because I'm still cleaning lube out of my mattress and every piece of linen I own.
Yeah. I shouldn't have laughed, sorry. I was just laughing at the fact that that's actually happened to me. I've had someone pour
the
a whole bottle and try and massage it into me. Like, cunt, are you the fuck are you on? At what point do you think lube is a good massage oil, you motherfucker? Now I'm going to clean this shit out of my fucking ear holes for the next fucking 4 years, cunt.
I don't think they understand, hey.
Like, no, they're hopeless. Majority of men that all clientele that I've had are like, I just know that they aren't, I guess, familiar with sex. sex.
Well, obviously. I don't think they realise that there's such a thing as too much lube.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially when you're getting it poured all over your body. So you got contacted for an outcall to a hotel. And even so, wouldn't you have thought it would have been safer because at least you could have left that scenario? Well,
I just didn't want him back at my house again. Yeah, true. After he made a massive mess and the whole, like, having him there and not being able to get rid of him.
Yeah.
At least I thought if I go to a hotel and, you know, he wigs out, I can just call the taxi and leave.
Yeah. Grab his shit and fucking run.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So the good thing was, like, he came and picked me up for the hotel. But as soon as I got in the car, he was, like, driving, like, swerving all over the road. I could tell he was already clearly under the influence of something. Yeah. And that was probably the scariest part, was driving to the hotel, because there was a few times where I'd grab a hold of the door handle and stuff, like, oh, we're not going to make it to the hotel at this rate.
I had an incident with a photographer where I was literally fearing for my life, but they weren't on it. They were just fucking dickheads. But anyway, continue. I'm just saying I related to that feeling of dread.
Oh, yeah, honestly. And when I got to the hotel, I actually sent my mum a message and was like, can you please pick me up at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, checkout time, because I didn't want this guy to drive me home, because obviously I know he's on drugs.
Yeah.
And with him driving me in there, I could just think, God, imagine after another 12 hours of, like, him being on drugs. So, we proceeded to go to the hotel. He'd actually suggested the week before that we shoot some content for my OnlyFans, and he'd said that he'd made content with people before. So,
which I find, having met this guy, I guarantee he hasn't actually filmed content with other people. I'm telling you that now from my own personal knowledge, and knowing who you're talking about. Just seeing
the way he tried to perform on camera was like, no, you clearly have not done this before.
No.
Like, he had no idea.
No.
So I actually suggested to him, how about I bring my photographer then? Because if we're going to film, you know, it'd be good to get some different angles. So he actually said, yeah, no worries, bring your photographer, all good. My photographer came. I'm quite good friends with him.
So at what point did your photographer come? So what time did the booking start?
We got to the hotel, I think it was about 7:30 p.m.
Yeah.
My photographer showed up at about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
So 2.5 hours later. So you've already been in the situation. We'd already
been there. So basically we were just at the hotel room drinking.
Yep.
I had a French maid outfit on and I was wasting no time. So I'd already taken about a million selfies and some videos on my phone and stuff before the photographer showed up. And then once the photographer showed up, this crazy guy is just... You could tell straight up that he felt uncomfortable about the situation.
Okay.
But yeah, he didn't really say anything. So I just continued to go about my photo shoot and...
Well, you're there for business. You're not there to make...
outfits and whatnot. I tried to involve the dude in the photo shoot and was like, you know, do you want to watch some porn? Like, maybe play with yourself a little bit, like, get hard. So once I'm finished taking these photos, I can come over and we can film, like, a blowjob scene.
Yeah.
He was struggling, couldn't get it up at all because of all the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
We proceeded to try and film a couple of little blowjob videos, to which it was just, there was no point. Like,
it's like sucking a soft cock. Like, that doesn't even look good on camera, bro. No one wants to see that.
No one wants to see that. We proceeded to then try and film a fuck video.
I just fucking laughed into my face. Fuck me. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Sorry about that. Continue.
Oh, that's so funny. It was real awkward because my photographer was like, oh, like, I'm trying to film and his dick's not hard. So there was a point where I actually turned over and said to my photographer, mind you, I'm in, like, lingerie, doggy style in a lounge at this point. I've turned around and said to my photographer, just film for like 2 minutes and he can just pretend to fuck me.
Yeah.
And then the guy got really offended and he was like, I'm not going to pretend to fuck you. And I'm like, well, you're not really fucking me either anyway.
Talk about being fucking blunt, cunt. Bro, your dick's too soft. I said, dude, well,
your dick's not going hard. What do you want me to do about this? So he got really offended. To which I decided to fill up a bathtub full of milk and Fruit Loops and completely change the scenario. So that was a lot of fun. Highly recommend doing that.
But hey, you at least de-escalated the situation to your comfort level.
To my comfort level. Yeah.
So your photographer was male or female?
Male.
Male. Okay. Yeah. We just want to let the listeners know.
Yeah. That. So I've met up with my photographer quite a few times. He's taken a lot of photos and videos for me before. And he actually said the next day, like, after the hotel room, wow, like, I could have done a better job than that guy.
Yeah.
He pretty much said to me, like, you should have just tapped me in.
Yeah, you should have tapped that fucking drug fucked motherfucker out. You can hold the camera while I fucking in.
So I thought that was so funny. Oh, I definitely would have been better off just to record like porn with my photographer at that point.
Yeah.
And my photographer has now actually become a client.
Oh, nice.
After seeing me in action at the hotel room, he decided that
sold
he wanted to, the highest bidder. Bit of that action. So, yeah, we've actually had some sexy time now, me and the photographer, and yeah, he's actually a really nice guy. So the fact that he messaged me the next day and was like, I was actually worried that that guy was going to throw you off the
balcony. You mentioned a story. Yes, talk about the balcony story.
So I was out having a cigarette with my photographer and we're basically just talking about what pics we'd already got, what pics we needed to still get, that kind of thing. And he finished his smoke and went inside. So apparently when he went inside, this crazy guy has turned around and said to him, oh, what is she doing out there? And he said, oh, she's just finishing a smoke. He goes, oh, maybe we should make a walk along the edge of the balcony. Oh, fuck it. Maybe we should push her off the balcony.
The fuck?
We're on the 11th bloody story.
That so if I'd have pushed off the balcony,
there's no coming back from that.
To even make a joke about that, especially being a client, that's actually reasons to end a booking. Had you heard that?
Like, I didn't know that he'd said that till the next day when I'd spoken to my photographer. And hearing that, I was like, wow. But yeah, I actually had a missed call from my photographer at 4 a.m. after he'd left, and he was ringing to check in on me.
Yeah, right.
And he said he was like freaking out when I didn't message him back. But that was because I was actually trying to clean out a bathtub full of Fruit Loops. Because cleaning out a bathtub full of Fruit Loops was going to be more fun than attempting to give
a blowjob to a flaccid dick.
Blowjob to a dick. Exactly. Yeah. So I was in the bathroom cleaning out these Fruit Loops, and he's walked in, the crazy guy, a few times, and said, can you stop cleaning? Like, can you just come and spend some time with me? So I ended up...
Just to stop you there for a second, he knew that you were there to film content, correct?
Yeah, it was his idea.
And then all of a sudden he wants to...
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, why did your photographer stay so long for? Like, well, I feel like I paid for a photo shoot, all this stuff. And I'm like, well, it was your idea to film content for my site. So for him to turn around and do a full 360... I was just like, this is all just because he can't get his dick hard and now he's regretting it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was not going to, like, let him manipulate me into thinking that I'd done anything wrong. Mm. So, yeah, we actually ended up going into the bedroom and I proceeded to try and give him a blowjob after that. Mm. It was getting nowhere. So I pretty much just told him, I don't think this is going to work. Like, how about you watch some porn or something? So I'm laying there on the bed next to him. I'm just on Snapchat and whatever on my phone. And I've looked over and he's just watching videos of him having sex with some girl. He told me that that was his ex-girlfriend, but I really don't think it was.
Yeah.
I'm more inclined to think it was possibly an escort that let him film once.
Ah.
So...
Or yeah. Do you think it looked like she allowed the filming, or was it like more so that he was getting the camera out?
She was giving him a blowjob and stuff in the video, so I think she would have known. Okay, like, gotcha. She would have been aware.
Okay, okay.
But yeah, I don't think it was his girlfriend, because no. Who the hell is going to be crazy enough to be with him?
And he actually, just to kind of give our listeners a bit of a background check, he's actually been in the newspaper for being a very disruptive person to society. So to say, oh, he's not the type to have a girlfriend... It's just that he's such an aggressive individual in general situations on a normal daily basis. Exactly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That, to tell you the truth, to think of a woman or even a man, whatever sexual orientation he is, to actually put up with that type of behavior, I guess we just can't be as crazy as he is. Exactly. They would have to be on par with his drug use. They'd have to be on par with him. And his level of mental state of mind, from my experience with him, is non-existent. It's not there.
Oh, he lives in another complete world.
Like, and I've met, like, so my stalkers, they're on the same level as them. I couldn't even see them being with someone like him.
Like him, yeah.
So I've seen some loose motherfucking cannons. So that statement is very valid, because even knowing loose people, there's no way that they'll deal with that.
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. No way. So what happened after the 4 a.m. cleanup and all that kind of stuff?
So that's when we were laying in the bed. I tried to give him a blowjob and then he started watching his porn. He pretty much was laying there trying to wank, but obviously he wasn't hard.
Yeah.
He wanked himself to sleep, much to my amazement, and I was stoked.
Wow.
So after he fell asleep, I went and had a shower.
And did you sleep at all, or did you stay awake until...
Well, he was like sleeping on top of the blankets, completely naked, just laying there with his phone in his hand. So after my shower, I just proceeded to go and jump into the other side of the bed, and I got a good 5 hours sleep. So I had an alarm set for 9:30 the next morning, and I knew checkout was 10.
Yep.
And I knew my mum would be waiting out the front of the hotel for me at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as my alarm went off at 9:30, I was like, oh, look at that. Look at the time. collecting up all my stuff. When we left the hotel room and went down to the lobby, I could tell he was like a bit like...
uneasy.
Out of sorts, yeah. So I kind of said to him, like, oh, is everything all right? Like, what's wrong with you? And he was like, oh, I feel like I've been used for a photo shoot. I feel like you used me. I just feel like, you know, I feel like your photographer stayed too long. And I said to him, oh, I don't really have time to talk about this right now. Like, my mum's waiting outside.
Yeah.
You know, thanks for last night. See you later. Bye. And kind of just run off. And it wasn't until I got home, about an hour later, I started getting all these abusive messages telling me that basically I'd used him and how dare I make him pay $1,800 for a photo shoot, to which I still don't understand what he's talking about.
Like, considering it was actually his idea. And how long did he harass you for after the booking ended?
For 2 days straight. And then I actually ended up blocking him after I spoke to you.
Yeah.
And yeah, after I blocked him, I had about 52 missed calls from a private number. That went on for about 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then it all went quiet and stopped. So I'm assuming he either found someone else to move on to and harass.
Yep.
Or
lost interest.
He knew that I know you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He knew that you knew.
And he'll be like, okay, I'm not going to
fuck with her anymore, because once Lucy gets involved, then that's when the big guns come in. I'm not putting myself up there, but I don't fuck around with people like that.
He said to me that night at the hotel that he knew you.
Yeah.
That's why as soon as I got home, I rang you and was like, oh my God, intel, like, you,
yeah.
Do you know what?
And I had a lot of intel on him, and I could actually physically and had him arrested, and not only arrested, but charged. And then once he was charged, then it will just be downhill from him there, there for him, because he knows that I'm the last person he wants to fuck with. I find it interesting that a lot of girls actually do contact me purely, like, I'm not saying that's the reason why you contacted me, because we've already established a great relationship prior to that. I am going to have to wrap up this episode soon, so I'll just quickly get this out. The persona that I give to a lot of clients is I don't fuck around.
Yeah.
I go straight for the big... I go straight for the jugular immediately. I'm not there to hurt you. Oh, thanks, babe. I'm there to fucking end your life. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to end your social life. I'll end any type of fucking future that you have in any way, shape or form, because I'm not going to go in for soft blows. I'm going to go in to absolutely fucking annihilate you. Thank you very much, Ms. G, for doing this episode. We'll continue on next...
You're so welcome.
Next week, we'll be talking about more horse stories.
Yay!
And on that note, I shall say arrivederci, goodbye. I hope you have a fantastic day, evening, morning, night, whatever it is the fuck that you're doing. I hope you enjoyed your stay. And if you didn't, go fuck yourself. I don't really care, but thanks for the fucking view. Don't forget to follow my Facebook page, or my Instagram, or my Twitter. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this on multiple occasions, and if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to my previous ones. I'm not fucking repeating myself.